me.
I was trying to find your email. I had started, but you know how when you try to look for something and you're like, where is he? I was scrolling, yes. And then I saw the star and I was like, there he is.
There it is. I gotta be under the star category, like the VIP.
Exactly.
VIP and style.
And I think it used to, because it doesn't say, you know, sounding ill, but I feel like mentally I was kind of looking for that. And,
Yeah,
so I was like, why don't I see this?
And this is a new adventure for us, because for anyone that's been listening to the podcast, what's that?
Yeah, if people could see us, they would know we look really crisp right now.
Well, the thing is, well, they're going to be able to see us on IGTV. So
we're going to get that full
experience. You know what?
No, this is going to upgrade it too for the whole experience for everybody.
Well, it is, because we can talk about things. We could actually show each other things, but we'd have to describe them for the audio version. But the crazy thing is, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but when I do my Zoom calls like this, I'm actually using my iPhone as a webcam.
What? Really?
That's why I look so crispy, yep.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's sitting on my laptop, and it's, anyway, turned around. So, it might feel weird, because we've been doing our regular podcast for
days. Yeah, what are you looking at, Simon? You're looking over to the side.
Because when you saw my place, I am looking over to the side, because I'm, like, thinking. See, that's why it's going to be different now, because I'm going to be like, because here I'm actually looking at you on my screen, but I have to, like, look at my phone.
Yes, into it. Look into it. Zoom in.
So anyway, as we always do with our podcast, if you listen before at all, you know, we always start the podcast off talking about food. So this is going to be no different. Are you eating anything? Guess what?
What are you eating?
We got some, and I'll describe it even though I'm showing it, okay? But I like snacks, okay? Who doesn't like snacks? I just got a grocery delivery. It's a throwback snack, but it's a new throwback. Have you ever had combos before?
Yeah, I've had the pizza coin.
Okay.
I didn't know they had a seven-layer dip.
Seven-layer dip. These are
baked delicious. That's crazy. Combos are such a simple snack, but, like, it's definitely a go-to snack.
It is, and I think in the world of junk food and snack food, it's got to be up there at least. I don't want to say it's definitely not healthy, but I would say at least it's not, like, the worst thing you could eat.
No.
So, anyway, damn. I guess that doesn't do much for our intro if you're not eating right now.
Yep.
But, dang.
Yes.
What a disappointing intro to 2021.
It's so wild that we're literally, like, looking at each other right now. And we're going to be able to put it on our social media.
I know. We get to see our lovely faces. Well, how about we do this just like the new year? Let's just get into it.
Okay, let's go.
Yo, 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 and yo, this is Simonella.
This is Jay.
And it's the Two Gifts Welcome to a Bar podcast, brought to you, well, this is weird, because it's kind of via the Anchor app. You go to anchor.fm, download the app on your computer or your smartphone, and you can record, edit, and distribute your own podcast. But today, we're doing something different. We're integrating a video component for people that can watch us. So we're recording this on Zoom to see how that works out. So I think we may have a different conversation because we can look at each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So, but who produces this podcast?
Notice Alchemy LLC.
See, exactly. Well, Happy New Year. Do you say Happy New Year or Happy New Years?
I say Happy New Year.
So I have people that say Happy New Years. It's, you can only do one at a time. You can only do one at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People do that a lot.
They do. I guess, because wouldn't it be like New Year?
It's like a Kroger. Kroger. Like people say Kroger's.
Yes.
But it's just
yes.
Kroger.
But although it's like I do the reverse with Walmart and I call it the Walmart and it's just Walmart. So. That's just a thing. Well, you know, since our intro wasn't too food heavy, maybe we can end up talking about some food, because I want
to... I mean, since they can't see you, but I can see you got something on your shirt right here in the other side. There you go. We have a video component now, so it kind of matters.
That's what I was like, wait, what? Oh, yeah. I saw it. So for all you that are just listening, you missed about 30 seconds of riveting video of me brushing off my shirt. That's what I get for wearing all black. So we had, just getting, you know, over the holiday, you know, season there, it kind of went by pretty quick. What, do you have any highlights that, you know, you might want to talk about? Because we haven't really podcasted for a couple of weeks now, right? Is it a couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, Pamela and I and my parents, we all had Christmas Eve dinner and Christmas dinner. My dad, he made tamales for Pamela because she, traditionally, her family, they had tamales for Christmas Eve dinner.
Okay.
So my dad made them from scratch, and they were very good. Yeah, they were very good. Shout out to him. And he also made a red chili sauce that went with the tamales as well, because that's served traditionally with them, I guess. And then he also made a hot chocolate that starts with a C, like Champurrado or something like that. But it's just... Mexican hot chocolate, and it has like masa, which is used when you make the tamales and stuff. It's very thick.
Yeah.
And then he made some cookies as well. He made wedding cookies, Mexican wedding cookies. Yeah.
Those wedding cookies are so good. And is that like the powdered? Yeah. Are the Mexican wedding cookies are like the powdered sugar?
Yeah, powdered sugar. Yeah, he made those, and then some other cookies as well. So he did that, and then for Christmas dinner, we had a seafood broil, so crab legs, shrimp, potato, sausage. He put meatballs in this time. I didn't have the meatballs just because I just didn't, you know, want them or whatever.
Yeah.
But he, and then, you know, corn with in the seafood broil. He made a cake as well, which we still have, a black forest cake, so that's like the chocolate cake with, like cherry filling or whatever, and, whipped cream icing and stuff like that. So we ate really good. We also, we did our stockings, my parents, every year we always open stockings. And the only time I didn't open a stocking was when I was with Pamela for Christmas last year. But Pamela and I did stockings, so I still opened a stocking, but I mean just like with my parents, we didn't open stockings. But this year, my parents, of course, I had my stocking. Pamela got a stocking as well, and it was fire because that's my favorite part. I mean, like, out of everything, yeah. I really like the stocking component because that's just good shit always happens in with the stocking. Then her parents got us both gifts, so that was cool. Yo, her parents hooked me up, right? I got a Tommy Hilfiger dress shirt, button-up shirt. Yeah, you know, I like shit like that, so I was really happy. And then they also got me an Adidas, sweatshirt on it. And then I also got a little shaving kit that came with the shaving cream stuff, and then the shaving brush. So I used that recently.
Nice.
Yeah. So I used that for sure. Hold on. I want you to tell your story because I gotta unlock this door. I told you that was gonna happen. So.
Well, that's fine. I'll take it over for here for a second. Okay. All right. So all right. Anyway, yo. So I'm taking over the show for a minute. So as far as my Christmas. My best friend and his wife came by on Christmas Eve. And then my best friend and his wife came by, but her parents came over before that. Because usually I spend Christmas at their house and we weren't able to do that this year. So they came over to my house. They're always so generous. They brought some gifts. I had my own stocking at their house, and they brought that to my house, which was very sweet. And I think it's weird when you get, well, it's not weird, but when you get older, you're not as, helped bent on opening gifts right away. So I waited. It's funny, like being a grown adult and good, being proud that you waited until Christmas. But when my best friend and his wife came over, they felt kind of bad because the Christmas gift they ordered me was not in yet. But when I tell y'all what it is, it's definitely worth the wait. Plus, you know, once again, that's the thing. That's a cool thing about. I mean, I think there's two cool things about Christmases. When you're really young, you can't wait to open the gifts. But I think when you get older, and if you learn, it's less about that. And, you know, the people you're hanging out with or catching up with people and just spending time together, those kind of things become more important. The gifts are kind of secondary. They're nice, but they're not everything. Actually, and then my friends brought me, they brought me dinner on Christmas Eve. It was Italian beef and green beans and bacon. Well, the green beans were cooked with bacon. You know what I mean. And there was, actually, now that I think about it, there was some kind of dessert, and I don't think I ever got to it, and I recently moved. That's a whole other story we'll get into. So, and then on Christmas Day, I ended up FaceTiming a bunch of people. Oh, well, backtrack. Christmas Eve, I spent some time with a friend of mine, and she and I actually did exchange gifts because we knew we weren't going to see each other on Christmas Day. She gave me candles for Christmas, which she knows me well. People that know me well, if we have fans out there, if you want to send me candles, I will gladly accept them. And then, let's see what else. We watched a movie called The Family Man. The only reason I'm bringing this up is because I've never seen this movie. I don't even really remember hearing about it. I think it came out in maybe 2000. And it was really a strange movie. It was like a combination between A Christmas Carol and It's a Wonderful Life. So I think maybe MP might be coming back here. We shall see. But, So, yeah, We watched that movie. I think we watched a couple other things. I ended up spending half of my day over there, and then the rest of the day at my place with people coming by. Christmas Day, I was on FaceTime pretty much all day. It was great. Talked to my niece, Kristen. She's getting old. By the way, y'all have nieces and nephews. That's the gauge you use to know when you're old or young, because you start reaching that old threshold, when your niece or nephew is talking about things being old school, but things that you remember like yesterday and refers to them as old school. That's when you know you're getting old. So my niece and I had a nice long conversation. So that was fun. And really that's it. Oh, I ended up watching Christmas Story. I know everybody has their stories that they watch on, wait, I sound like my grandmother now. Their movies that are like holiday, like there's so many movies out there that you could watch for the holidays. Some people are like, it's a holiday movie, and some people are like, it's not a holiday movie, like whatsoever. So, I don't know. All right, so Jay is still gone. All right, this may be my new show. What else can we talk about, y'all? Trying to think of what else did go on Christmas Day. I kind of wish, like Thanksgiving, I was able to fly my drone in the parking deck or parking lot in my neighborhood. The shopping center behind my place. But Christmas Day, I couldn't do it. It was so cold. It was really freaking cold. There was no recreation to be had outside. It was not happening. So, there's that. Anyway. All right, for those of you who are listening, I'm about to check something here. Make sure we're all good. Okay. We are. So this is a, and for everybody watching, you just got the nice little close-up of my face. So I like this element of bringing in the Zoom element to this, where we can, where Jay and I can see each other. We were talking earlier today on the phone about how we can maybe bring a little bit more of an angle with our podcast. I know a lot of times it's us kind of freestyle, well, not freestyle. That would be a whole other podcast with me and Jay freestyling. But okay. Now it's been several minutes. I'm still rambling. Okay. All right. Oh.
Sorry, Simon.
Oh, it's all good.
I'm sorry I interrupted. I missed the whole podcast, but I told you I had to open that door. But you know how I told you she was doing this treatment. It's called reclass, I think, and it's for us, I suppose. You can take it yearly. It's like permethrin. I don't know if you ever heard of that shit, but
I haven't heard of it yet.
yeah, it's like a yearly thing. But anyway, I guess she just doesn't feel that great after it, you know. So yeah, and that makes sense though, because when you know any new treatment and stuff, like I'm sure there's some side effects. So I it took longer than I thought it was, so
Well, it's
that's
all good.
why I'm here.
I entertained the audience
No, I
by
just
telling
felt
them.
bad. No, I just felt bad because I was like, oh, I was like, dang, you probably thought I fucking went away on vacation. But no, I just want to make sure she was okay because, you
Of
know,
course.
because I don't know how that shit affects you. Because again, when I have permission, well, this I know this is different, but that was actually a treatment my mom recommended, reclass. So now that I see her side effects, shit, it makes me kind of not want to take it. I might just deal with it. I don't like to feel gross. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like if I don't have to, you know what I mean? So shout out
Yeah,
to Brandon.
no, I get it.
Like, if I
Well,
don't have to feel weird, I'm like, Like,
yeah, no, I'm
but
kind of with you on that. Yeah, but
like,
like,
anyway, sorry.
I guess that's always side effects versus benefits. I
Yeah.
don't, you
Sorry,
know,
I missed
like,
everything. My
no,
apologies.
I'll give you the quick rundown. But you and I had already kind of talked. So basically, I was telling everyone that Pat and Lauren came over Christmas Eve, and then his in-laws or her parents came over and visited me. They brought gifts. They brought my stocking from their house.
Yo,
I have
which is
my
so
own.
quiet.
I
Shout out
know,
to
it's so.
Pat
That's right.
and Lauren.
And Melissa and Harold. They
Yep.
all came over individually and hung out. I spent half the day with
Did
Malia.
I call them Bill and Mary or some shit? Because I didn't
Yeah,
remember
you're Bill and
that name.
Mary. Shout out to
I
Bill and
really should.
Mary. The
That
show was
could be
hilarious.
their that could be their names if they ever had to like run away.
Yeah, exactly. Now you two are Bill and Mary. So what I was saying too right before you came back was, I said if you ever want, well, you're not at this age yet, and well, also you're a single, you're an only child, so you won't ever
Weak,
know
yes.
this. But
Weak.
if you have nieces and nephews, that's how you know when you're getting old. Because I was FaceTiming my niece on Christmas, and she was showing me all
Yeah,
the
it didn't
stuff
say
that
like
she
dome on the
got.
calendar and stuff.
Oh,
It didn't say dome.
her calendar was so brilliant, and she was talking to me, FaceTiming me in her bedroom, and I saw her calendar, and every day of the month was just labeled dumb. Christmas
Wait,
Eve
it's so
was
cushy.
labeled really dumb, and then Christmas Day it says very dumb. I was like,
Wow. She doesn't like the holiday.
She's sarcastic. She's a
Oh, okay.
kid, you know. She, yeah, I mean, you can tell she's my niece, you know. Some crap
Right.
I would have done.
Yeah. Y'all are both kind of
So,
snarky.
yes, oh, very much so, yes. But she
Yes.
was showing me all the stuff she had. But here's what I was telling everyone, when you were gone, is that if you have a niece or a nephew, it gets weird because she showed me a t-shirt. She was like, oh, she got this old school t-shirt. It was like a band I liked in high school.
What band?
I don't remember, some heavy metal band from like the early 90s or something. Oh, but she was telling me she got like a turntable, got all this vinyl. Like, she was really into some cool shit, or is. And I was pretty impressed with her musical taste. Anyway, so did you get, see, here's what I like about what we've done so far here, because we talked about Christmas and we managed to not talk about gifts,
Oh, that
because,
is true.
well, I mean, you did mention but
Yeah, I mean,
like
I
we
mentioned the
didn't,
parents' gifts, but not like in depth or
but
anything.
it wasn't like, yeah. So was there any were there any other gifts that you were like, oh, this is brilliant?
Yeah, Pamela, she got me no one can see this, but I'll say it, except for people that can see it. She got me
Yes.
a tripod that can go on my desk. It's the same one that she has, and it has the ring light.
I got my
Cause you
ring
know I
light out
have,
right here.
yeah, you know I have that one in the back, but it's
Yeah.
bigger and it's kind of hard for me to manage. So
Okay.
this is way easier. The only thing I
That's
don't really care
awesome.
for, and she agrees with this, I don't really
Yeah.
like this right here, like how you have to kind of stretch this out to put your phone in.
That's
That's
hard
a
to
little
do.
annoying. Yeah, that's a little irritating. But overall, I do like, I'm sure I could get another attachment. I think there's, ones I could probably get that's a different attachment. But
Yeah.
either way, it works for its purposes. So yeah, she got me this and I really love it. It comes with the little remote and shit like that.
The
Yeah,
ring
I think.
light, the ring light business is booming.
Yo, as it should, right? I so yeah, I that's really one of my favorite gifts. I definitely appreciated that. My aunt actually, she got me a DoorDash gift card, so that was
Nice.
dope. Yeah, I always she knows I love food, so
Can't
yeah,
go wrong with that.
My parents really hooked me up. They got me a Amazon gift card, but they also got me, at least for my stocking stuffers, an Amazon gift card and a kid Foot Locker gift card. And my dad, yo, he surprised me because I got the Adidas little, you know, fit that I told you. He bought me later on. He bought me some Adidas shoes, white shoes. Super crispy. I'll send you the picture. And he said because he wanted me to be able to coordinate with my with my shirt. I was like, okay, so lit.
I'm about to say some funny shit, but that shit never would have happened in my family. Yeah. Nobody was thinking about coordination like that. Although, you know what's weird? When I was a teenager, I had an Adidas tracksuit. Or like a sweatsuit. Mm-hmm. Shit was dope. It was like gray with yellow stripes.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Back in the day. That's really dope, though. Those are all gifts. That, well, I mean, I think when people know you, they, you know.
Those are like practical gifts that I feel like. Right.
Well, when you get like, older, that's what it becomes.
Yeah, that's all I need. Like, I like money and everything else is a bonus.
Right. Well, like, okay, I was mentioning. Before you got back, that Malia bought me candles. So I love candles. She knows me really well. Let's see. Oh, the McClendons. We're talking about people buying things that you or gifting you things that you can use. They got me a deodorant that I use. The kind I use. Oh, wait.
Hey, that's like good.
But they got me three of them. They came in a 3-pack. You know what I mean? That's you know how we think. Like, I ain't gonna buy deodorant for like a year. Yeah. So they bought me some electrolyte powder that I really like to put in my water.
What is that for?
They got me a rapid charger for my phone. They did buy me some black t-shirts. Can't go wrong with that.
Shout out to the black t's.
That's right. That's right. This other gift I got, okay, so this is where it gets really super dope. Somebody bought me Christmas ornaments. I have a friend that buys me Christmas ornaments. And then, here's the thing, that same person bought me, they bought me SpongeBob socks and some other things.
I think you told me about the SpongeBob socks.
And I was telling her the other day, I was talking about Christmas gifts. And I said, and I got me the SpongeBob socks. She goes, those weren't a Christmas gift. I go, So those were just a gift?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Look at you just getting gifts out of the closet.
That's right. My one of my favorite gifts, I liked everything I got. I'm very grateful. One of the coolest that I got was the HomePod Mini, Pat and Lauren. Yeah. Gave me a HomePod Mini. It's basically, I can't say it out loud, but it's Siri in a little speaker, kind of like the Amazon thing or the Google voice activated thing. So it's connected to my lights, it's connected to my TVs, I can play stuff on it, it can set timers, like basically all the stuff that any of those things can do. But it's just a smaller, it's literally, I know we got like small hands, but it could fit in the palm of our hand. It's so small. But the crazy thing, it sounds really good, and I like making calls on it. You sounded crispy on it earlier today. It, you know what I mean? So, shout out to the kids.
No, that's dope, because I have so many devices, I feel like I really can't keep up with. Because I already have a Google Home, and I have an Alexa.
Okay.
So I already told myself that I don't need another device. Even though I want one in here. I want a device in here.
That would be cool. That was the thing. I just moved to my new old place. So I'm in my living room. And people could see that are watching this, but I made this new kind of a promise to myself. that I really want to get rid of a lot of things that I don't use anymore. And I actually got, I got rid of my big TV stand, you remember, in my old place. And I actually got rid of my dining room table. Because I have this giant kitchen island in my place. So I'm like, I'm just going to try to use that. And it really opens up the place. But here's my rule. Do you know how people have resolutions or whatever for the year, just personal goals? So one of mine now is, before I want to get anything new, I have to get rid of something old.
Oh, that's smart.
Because that way you don't have a bunch of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to buy a pair of shoes. I don't want to get a new... I mean, there's just really nothing I need. But here's the funny thing is, I was like, I kind of want to get another HomePod for my bedroom because it's so dope. But now, see, that poses a question. Now I have to think, what do I need to get rid of? What can I get rid of in order to get that? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Makes you think.
Yeah.
I put my old wheelchair on the balcony. I like it was sitting in one of my closets in my old place. It's on the balcony now. Speaking of wheelchair-related things, in our conversation earlier today, Jay, you and I talked about adding some segments to our podcast. And one of them being, you know, we don't talk a whole lot about quote-unquote disability. But I think it would be cool to, obviously we don't speak for everyone, but I think you and I could, you know, maybe either share some sort of product or something that either you and I, or you or I, you know, one of us uses in our everyday life to just, you know, for everyday living, you know.
Yeah.
And so when I brought up this idea today with Jay, everyone listening, I was like, what is the one thing we both have? And, you know, being, I think it's a weird thing because not only are we, well, I think being short and in a wheelchair is a unique situation because we're in the middle of everything, meaning we can't reach really, can't reach really high and we can't reach really low. Unless you have one of those chairs, which don't you have one of those that can like lower all the way down? That shit would be dope. Is that hard to drive around though? Is that like a wide wheelbase?
Yeah, it's wide. It's wide and it's really long in the back.
Oh, really? That would make sense. Yep.
So I don't really drive it, to be honest. Pamela's been using it so she can transfer and shit.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
To the shower and to the restroom. Because that chair, because it does can go lower, it's easier for her to use than her current chair because it's set up different.
Okay.
That's why I like having a long seat because I can do a lot more when it comes to transferring and stuff like that.
Yeah, same with me. It's like, because like when I get out of my chair and into bed, I'm sure the same, like I can just kind of slide out.
Yeah.
You know, because it reaches past the front of my chair.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I mean, there's pros and cons to both because sometimes having it out too far is kind of annoying if you're trying to, like, go up to somewhere because, you know, the seat is all the way up. But
yeah.
I mean, to me, the pros outweigh the cons for how my chair is set up.
I feel the same way. And today, I brought up the fact that we both have what I guess the medical industry calls a reacher. I call it a grabby stick. But any,
I call it a grabby.
So anyone out there that's ever seen those, the kind of the little pistol grip looking reacher stick with, there's different ones. They're the ones with the, they look like pincher fingers with the suction cups. Mm. I don't like those and they don't work for me. I've had one of those before, and it didn't have a good grip, and it was really hard to, like, pull the trigger.
Yeah, I had one. I just actually gave one to my dad that I didn't really care for because it was just annoying to use.
Right. Well, to solve that problem. I don't know where I found it. Now, the interesting thing about this is it must be good because weirdly, you and I both had these before we even knew each other. So, which is interesting, but I looked it up. Anyone of your own Amazon, we can even put the link to this in our podcast description, but this thing is called the, let's see.
No, the cool thing is we can share the screen.
Oh,
You
we
know that,
can,
right?
but like, yes, but this is a RMS Featherweight. This is the original Reacher.
Hey, the
Sorry,
OG.
26 inches. So, which is, I think, there's like a 22-inch one, but I feel like that'd be too short. 26 inches seems perfect, but here's the thing, y'all.
Yeah, that should be something that can reach most things.
Yeah, and it's here's the thing with this Reacher. It doesn't have pincher fingers. It's got one straight, like the metal rod type thing,
Okay, sure,
and
yeah.
one thumb type thing that
Where's
you put
yours?
your. What's that?
Where's yours?
Where is it? I can grab it right now. Can
Yeah,
we
you should
grab
show
it?
them. Yes, I'll entertain the people.
It would help if I put my chair in drive.
Hello, everybody. If you can see my face, if you can't see my face, you can hear my voice. Hello. Yep, we're about to show you what the grabber looks like. And
What's
again,
that?
I mean, gave you a description of what it is. So if you're listening to this, you can check it out. But here it is. It's the most
So,
uninteresting but interesting device to use. Like, it
yes.
literally, it's the most basic but not basic thing to use. And it can grab most shit. Now, the only thing I don't like is shit like bottles that fall and stuff. Because if you don't have that much arm strength, it's like extra hard. Because it doesn't really grip on. It has to be light shit. Like I like picking up paper and shit like that. But they say a
Yes.
lot of elderly, it's like normally it's geared towards like elderly people. It's not really for disabled people. Whatever.
Right.
I guess they kind of market it towards like some old ass people or elderly people in the
Right.
pictures.
But I like
More
it because
appropriate term.
it does have the rubber grip thing on it. By the way, you can pinch and pass with it. I can't tell you how I know that, but anyway, there used to be a little pin thing on the top. You can see there's a dot, but I think the pin thing must have come off. But it's just like a little metal pole that would stick up that you could hook on things, which is dope. Like, here's the thing. Here's the secret weapon of this Reacher, okay? Is that if you look, well, you can't really tell, but on the tip of that, you know what that is, y'all? That's a
Yes, oh, a
magnet.
magnet, right?
There's a
Yes,
magnet, and this thing.
genius.
Now, it can be a bitch when you're trying not to get it stuck on things,
Yeah, because then
but.
that shit be fucking a Mac getting shit off the ground that you're not even trying to fucking get and it be
Yes.
attached. I was like, wow, this is annoying as hell. It can be useful when it's actually what you need to use it for, you know what I'm saying? Because,
Picking up some keys. Think about
yes.
dropping your keys. I've dropped
Yeah.
keys many times.
But
It helps.
typically, that shit be annoying as fuck. Like, I don't know. That shit be annoying. But I feel like if that's what you need, then you should totally like it can be definitely good.
So we'll put the link in the podcast descriptor, so y'all can check out the Reacher. That's a
Yes.
good item. So, and this is for, you know, people if you're, by the way, this could be for walkies too. If you're just a lazy ass walkie and you're
Yeah.
like, I need something to grab things because I don't want to use my
Thanks.
arms, just get you a
Yes.
Reacher. So, the other segment you and I had talked about earlier is, and we will start this soon, we were not able to pull it off today because of kind of my
Got me?
late yes.
No,
Huh?
I said because of timing. You
Oh,
thought I
timing,
said Simon?
yeah. I did for a second, I was like, you say something? Yeah, so yeah, timing wise, but we're gonna start bringing some artists back on here, interview them. And we're gonna, you know, just figure that out as we go along here. But,
Yep.
so we don't have a guest today for our first episode of the new year. I want to do a quick, we got about 15 minutes left to entertain everyone. But I want to do a little recap, or maybe even a preview actually, of
Oh,
what do you have going on, because I know you got a shitload.
shoot. Yeah.
All right,
Not
so
to brag,
no,
but
please
no, you go
brag.
first though. I want you to go first, because I know myself. I talk, so I'd rather you go first.
I don't have as much to talk about other than,
But say, you still got shit happening, so talk about.
we're ramping up, the podcast. The Young Ones podcast is gonna be doing some new things. This podcast doing some new things. We got some projects I can't even talk about yet.
Oh shit, exclusive shit.
Some K-Vizo stuff is going
Yep.
on. Of course, I have the conversations about art podcast. We always got music that we're submitting for TV and film and all that stuff. But a lot of times, what's like when I did my year-end review last year, you don't realize like how much stuff you've done until you kind of look
Actually look back.
backwards. Right. And you're
Yep.
like, damn, I did do a lot of stuff last year, which is
Thanks.
pretty dope. So, but you
Yep.
never know. I think if last year taught us anything, is you don't really
Yep.
know what's gonna happen. I mean, and that can be good or bad. Like, I don't know if uncertainty doesn't have to be a bad thing, where people go, I don't know
Thanks.
what's gonna happen. Why is that a scary thing? Like, you could look at it the other way and go, I'm happy that I don't know what's gonna happen. Like,
Yeah, because
it could
like
be
sometimes
something
I don't want to
incredible.
know. Yeah,
Yeah, that
sometimes
too.
I shoot. Sometimes
That
I'm like,
too.
nah, I'd rather not. Like people are like, oh, I want to know how I die. Like, do you really want to know?
No.
Cut. Do you really want to know? I think not.
Some people like that shit. I mean, more power to them.
Yeah.
So what do you have? I want to know what you have, because you got like 10 billion projects that are on the way.
Yeah, I have some pretty major placements that are dropping. With YBN Almighty J, Young Blue is coming out this month, y'all. So I'm pretty
Oh.
excited about that. I'm not gonna cap. I have some another song that's coming out with an artist named Dex, and it's gonna feature King, who's pretty relatively big artist. His name is King, and yeah, so that's gonna be dope. What else? So I got the Young Blue shit, YBN Almighty J. I got some other songs that I produce with like Wi-Fi's Funeral on them.
Dope.
I have another song with a guy named YG Tut, and he's dope as well, that he's featured on a song that I've done. I've done a lot of producing for an artist named 518. So he's just been stacking up placements, and I've been producing the songs for,
Dope.
and he's getting major place. He's getting major artists. So, obviously if you get a major artist, I'm producing that record. That's a placement for me. Let's see. I'm doing that. I still obviously I'm selling beats on my website. My prices did go up for real this time. So
Nice.
yeah, I mean I figure it's time just because like again, with all this stuff going on, I feel like it's only fair to kind of level up, on that side of things, just because I know if I'm patient in regards to that, like the traffic's gonna come, so when people do come, they'll see like my prices and shit like that. This year though, what's different is I am offering deals, like bundle deals,
Okay.
which is something I typically didn't do, but the prices are higher, but there is bundle deals. One, just because I like people getting beats, I guess that's kind of like my thing. Like it's like, yeah, it's good to make money, but also at the same time, like I just love when people get a bunch of my beats, you know what I'm saying? Because then I hear myself on people's EPs and albums and shit, and it's like all the mini producer tag all throughout the shit, so that gets me hype, you know what I mean? That's like what keeps me going. I just had a song drop on the 30th of last month, with Young LA on it. So that was a placement that dropped as well. Yeah, I mean, I have another song that's coming out with Kiara. Shout out to her. She's a dope ass singer-songwriter. She actually wrote the song that I got with Tiffany Evans on it.
Oh.
So, she's fucking fire as shit. So we have a song that's gonna be coming out as well. Gonna have a big push behind it. So yeah, I got a lot of shit happening. And that's all to say, like, yo, people talk about like overnight successes and shit like that. But like I'm a 10-year overnight success, I guess, in a way, because I've been doing this shit for a while and I got a lot more years to put in. But like I feel like people think that placements and shit are just gonna happen, like fall in your lap. And if you put in the work, also something I learned, and I know I'm gonna let you speak, something I learned, yo, producers, stop giving a fuck about so many minute things when it comes to beats. Cause like a lot of times, like some of the places I've gotten, I would have never thought would have got placed. Just because like if someone listened to it, they might have thought like, oh, sonically or the mix or whatever the fuck. But like if an artist fucks with the beat, all that shit can be fixed, bro. Like if you have a good idea or whatever, an engineer, that's what an engineer is for. Like if you're mixed, now your mix can't be fucking trash, yo. Like don't put like farts on a beat and then be like, yo, let me send this shit out. But I'm just saying, like, if it's minor shit, because at least I know some of the beats that I got placed in the past prior to me learning some more like mixing shit, I guess, with my leveling. I know that most of my tracks are really 808 heavy. So like a lot of bass that typically would have to be turned down. But that can be done in the engineering shape. But like if you have a good idea, I feel like a lot of times shit can still get picked up. So like don't focus so much about like, now I'm not saying don't do a good job, but you can only know what you know, like at that time. Like you could, if you don't have the skill set at that time to be like, oh, how can I, like I've learned my mixes, yo, Simon can attest to this. My mixes have been sounding way better on my beats as of recently. And it's all basic shit, right? Like I just, when I kind of just turned down my 808, I had to be honest, but I mean, it just really checked on my leveling and things like that. But yeah, I just want to say that like placements and shit, it's really a relationship game, bro. And something, I gotta say this real quick. I had someone try to fucking tell me on Twitter and I just stopped the conversation. I said, you know what? Happy New Year. But they tried to tell me that word of mouth wasn't important in the music industry. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Word of mouth is essential in the
What did they say was important?
So they said about with the whole like getting paid thing, it's not gonna help you get paid. What do you fucking mean? If people, I know I'm getting hyped because I'm just thinking about it because it sounds so dumb. If people are talking about you, bro, literally word of mouth has helped my fucking ass
Word of
because
mouth is the way it works.
it's the way it works. Thank you, bro. Because if people didn't talk about Mini Producer, because people do talk about me, like, then people wouldn't know who the fuck I am. And I'm not even at that peak yet. But what I'm saying is, because people know my work ethic and they know my beats, it makes them want to work with me, right? So, what I'm saying, word of mouth is essential in this industry because people are fucking talking about you. And they're like, yo, such and such is a great ass producer. You should get all the beats. Like, think about people right now in the industry, Jetson Made, Hitmaker, fucking Hit Boy. I'm trying to think of all the hits, people on the beats, like Murder Hit,
People on the beat,
Murder on the Beat,
murder beats.
Murder Beats and shit, the people like that, word of mouth, bro. Because guess what? No offense to all these people. It's not that these guys make better beats than you. No, Hitmakers fucking awesome. And Hit Boy, like
Well,
great. But what I'm
they're
saying is,
all really good beat makers.
yeah, they're really good big makers. But I'm saying it's not necessarily that these people are essentially better than you. You might make fucking better beats than them. Subjectively, people might say you make better beats than them. But if you don't have people talking about you and you don't have the right relationships, it doesn't fucking mean shit. You know what I'm saying? My beats weren't shit and they didn't essentially get, I mean, they have kind of gotten better, to be honest with you, but that's not, that's a,
No,
a little on my show, whatever. But
I know what you
what
mean.
I was saying is, it's not saying that I like changed into this different person. I just built better fucking relationships that
But
I got in the right places. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't
No,
know.
I'm with you on that. No,
Because think about
it's
us, bro. We only got that, the Total Divas placement, which I put in my bio now to let people know I got sync shit. You know what I'm saying? But the Total Divas placement, haven't we made like over 50 fucking beats, bro? 50
Oh yeah,
beats.
easily.
Over 50, bro. If you think you're about to send fucking 10 beats and that bitch is gonna get placed immediately, you got another thing fucking coming, buddy. Like, but we did over 50.
And
We're
those
still
are
doing.
big. Yeah, we are. And yeah, so, but well, ironically, in the way that I even got that deal with the company that played, I mean, that was, you know, because one of my friends, they offered him the deal for all these TV shows, and he said he couldn't really give them what they wanted, but I could. So he told
Yes.
them, that's word of mouth. He said, talk to Simon. I don't know if
Yo,
all
I be
Disney
sending people you
canceled.
all the I be sending people your way. I be like, bro, I don't necessarily I just sent someone, you know, not to hype myself up, but I sent someone your way the other day because they reached out to me and they were like, hey, you know, I'm looking to like if they watch this video, shout out to you. But they were looking for someone for their husband to record him. And I was like, hey, listen, I'm pretty, like, right now, I'm just doing beat production. Like, I'm not recording anyone. But I said, hey, if you want someone to record, he's my mentor and he's my friend. And you can reach out to him, Simon Illa. I put your at name because people can click your at name in a message. And I said, you know, he's definitely, I said, he's had over 20 years of experience. I fucking hyped you up, bro. I was like, he's had over
Appreciate
20 years of
that.
experience. This man
Appreciate
is
that.
ready. And you know why? Because we're fucking friends, bro. Like, a lot of people,
Well, but
like,
I do the work just like you do. Like,
but you, I mean, but we're also friends and we don't have no competition between each other. And that's where people get fucked up. I want to say that. Some of y'all get fucked up. When you watch this and you hear this, some of y'all get fucked up over thinking people are competitors. I'm only in competition with my fucking self. Simon's only in competition with his fucking self. Because respectfully, no one can be me and no one can be fucking Simon. You know what I mean? I don't want to be Simon. He don't want to be me. Respectfully. You know what I mean? Like, and that's just what it fucking is. So I don't worry about if I send someone to Simon. He doesn't worry about if he sends someone to me. It fucking is what it is. You know? So that's it. But I want you to talk about you because I told you know I talk a lot. So I just want you
No,
to talk.
we both do. But
Yeah.
I think we had a good first episode of
Yo,
2021. We
welcome
need to
back to the new
wrap.
year, man.
Yes, exactly. So let's do this though. Speaking of connecting with people, I'm gonna let you talk again for a minute. Where can people find you if they want beats, if they want what you
Yo,
have to offer out there? What is how they reach you?
let's just talk about how you can fucking reach me. Okay, you can reach out to me on Mini Producer. You're gonna want to keep up with my fucking journey. I'm not gonna lie to you. This is the time to get locked in with Mini Producer because you're gonna have to talk to fucking
You have
Simon.
to
I don't know.
wait.
I'm about to send him to Simon. I'll be like, yo, ilk me all
Like,
the
I
way,
can't
bro.
handle this. Right,
You see me in the fucking bio. I know you see that. Okay. Clients, I'm a client, okay? I'm still there. You thought I was gone. Man, I'm always around. You're looking me for life, bro.
No,
Get
that's
out of my
right.
face. Anyway, so so
We've unlocked another level.
you can check me out. Yo, I love this feature because people can see us. Anyway, okay. But you can
You
check me
see
out
the hype.
at Mini Producer. My website is miniproducer.com where you can check out my beats as well. And all the pricing information is on my website and all that stuff. If you have any questions, you can reach out to my support team, support@miniproducer.com. And just so you know, it's not me. I'm not talking to you. And not in a rude way. I just don't handle my customer support. I pay someone to do that. So, but if you reach out to me on my Mini Producer, I'll try to get back to you. But I'm going to be honest, I've been getting a lot of DMs lately and I just don't always get to you. So it's just better if you try to reach out to the support email, because someone will get back to you. Yeah, so that's where you can reach me at. But it wouldn't be right if I don't let the man himself, the man with the plan, Simon Illa, tell us where can we find you at?
Well, you can find, it's very simple. Simon Illa, Simonilla, and that's literally everywhere. Simonilla.com, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, Black Planet,
X.
Pornhub, all that. That's right, everywhere. So you can find me at all those places. Well, I'm trying to think. Well, no, those are the best places right now.
Yes.
But anyway, this
Yes.
has been fun. I think we close it out
I like
again.
this way better. This is a
Yeah,
fun.
me too. I like being able to look at your face and see the hypeness.
Yeah. I think that actually will give more energy, high key, to our podcast. Because when you're on the phone, I mean, not to knock being on the phone, but I feel like your energy can kind of be depleted unless you're just already hyped about something. But when I'm looking at your
Yeah.
fucking face, like, you don't want to look like sad. Because then when people watch
Like,
this, you're gonna be like, yo, is he okay? Like, he looks like he might
yeah,
cry.
like,
So that's
seriously,
why I
so
feel like,
pathetic.
yeah, so.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. If y'all want to make a podcast, like we do, you can go to anchor.fm, on your browser, or you can go to the Anchor app in your app store on your phone. And you can record, edit, and distribute your own podcast like we do here. Obviously, you can get Zoom and record your own podcast in video form. Look at us. We're doing both at the same time.
Look at us,
And
let's
who
talk.
produces this little podcast?
Oh, just Ilkami LLC.
That's all. That's
What
all. And by the way,
would you say Ilkami LLC is? Like a media company slash
it's a
consulting
media
and
company.
management. Yeah.
Yep, it's all those things.
That's why I'm
It's
in the fucking bio.
all people, yes.
So cool.
But by the way, thanks for listening, obviously. Thanks for watching now. And
Yeah,
don't
thank
forget,
you.
Thursday night, still on IG Live.
Yo,
You
7
can
o'clock.
catch us doing the live reviews. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
And,
and oh, I also
oh,
go
please.
live. Oh, sorry. I also go live on Twitch now. And that is Wednesdays and Fridays, 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. I've been having a fun time, y'all. I've been cooking up. I've been using some of the loops that y'all have been sending me. So if you ever want to send me loops, send them to beatsbyminiproducer@gmail.com. Yeah, I'm so
Dope.
excited. I want to be able to provide a bunch of opportunities to producers out there because, I'm really grateful that people in my life have provided opportunities to me. So I want to get back. I feel like that's what people like Simon have always told me. Whenever I get to a place where I can get back, I should get back. So
Yep.
that's what I am doing.
Nice. Oh, also, my IG Live, not every night now,
Yeah,
though.
what is it? Tell us.
I'm at Sundays and Wednesdays, 10 p.m.
Whoa,
Only twice.
take
You
us
can't
on a
get me.
trip.
I'm more rare now. You can't have me every
You
day,
can't find
apparently.
yo. That's why I'm glad I'm not going. I don't go live anymore on Instagram. I'm like, if you want to find me cooking up, come on Twitch.
Come on Twitch,
And
yeah.
yep, I'm going live this Tuesday as well at 7 doing a review of this album that someone sent me. So just to let y'all know that as
Dope.
well.
Okay,
Yep,
that sounds dope, man. Check that out.
yep, yep.
All right, y'all. So until next time, this is Simon Illo.
This is Jay.
And we are out.
Peace.
Peace.